How you doing, Laura?
I'm doing great.
She is a woman who needs no introduction, but she gets one anyway. Sometimes she gets music. There we go. They're always so reluctant to give us the On the Block music. We have to earn it a little bit.
Can I just say, I had a boyfriend in junior high who went on to work for Chick-fil-A, and he started out as a really skinny guy.
And what happened?
He went to work for Chick-fil-A. Yeah, you can't do too much of that. I love it, but...
I never really had pickles with a chicken until Chick-fil-A, and it's great.
It's true. The great insight is pickle and chicken. Today on the blog, Mike, we've got good mood and we've got bad mood, and I'm going to start with the good mood. There's an Elsa Butler slideshow up about the New York Trapeze School. You might remember Elsa. She was an intern here. Very cool.
Sure.
She talked to this woman named Misty Scott, who took up trapeze in order to deal with her acrophobia, and Scott tells her that the worst is the moment right before you grab the bar and fly.
That's just the hardest thing, is looking over the edge and putting your toes over the edge and having to lean forward and trust that the person's not just going to let go of you. That's like the scariest part, and just me knowing that I'm leaning over the edge and I don't have much control.
So anyway, check that out. That's on the site.
I sure will.
And now I'm going to do some bad mood. Somebody with this very unique nom de net, Anon, I think it's short for anonymous, probably.
Or a non-factor.
A non-factor, that's also possible.
A non-friend of mine.
I'm sorry, Ian?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Anon has come in and started leaving some really kind of nasty comments on the blog. They're a little bit borderline. A couple of them slipped through. Anon, if you're out there, I just want you to know, I'm going to go in there today and I'm just going to pull those suckers right out.
Well, does he win if we're talking about Anon? Has Anon won?
You know, I think Anon is going to... Anon is welcome to come in and post. There must be so many Anons and Anonymouses. What I don't want to do is take a comment out and act like I never posted it in the first place.
So how do you reconcile those two things?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say to the world that I'm going to take out Anon's meaner comments, and then I'm going to comment myself and say that I took him out on the thread.
How would we work that on the radio if someone says something bad? What do? You can't go back and scrub it.
It's true. Although if someone swears on the show, I think they do scrub that.
Well, yeah.
Almost never happened, but...
I know, but that would just be so offensive and earth-shattering that you'd have to do something.
Ian, you were saying this morning that you were a little bit irritated with Anon.
Well, actually, I wasn't sure all the Anons were the same person.
So true.
I hadn't seen the irritating post. I had just seen the very kind of non sequitur surrealist post, which I thought were interesting. His or her reaction to our video yesterday, something about the future being a booth stamping on the human face
forever.
Yeah.
That's
not what my mom said about the video. I'm very far from what my mom said, but
Yeah, and then there was the part about people being folded proteins.
Yeah.
What's that guy yelling behind you, Ian? I hear some guy yelling.
Is that Anon?
That's some guy in a giant yellow costume advertising bulkycase.com. You're welcome, bulkycase.com.
Oh, they've done it again! So, Anon, do you think there's any possibility that that could actually be the silent guy from Superman 2 who, along with General Zod, tried to take over America? Wasn't his name Anon?
Didn't see it.
Ian?
No, I don't think so.
He was big, he was bearded, he was, some say...
No, I'm familiar with Anon.
Yeah. I guess he was the Anon.
So I've been blogging, actually, some of your pictures. Ian, can you send some more from down there at the Lime?
Sure, I have to say the camera on this iPhone's kind of sucks.
Well, that's the old iPhone. Maybe you could borrow the McCain and Obama guy's new iPhone.
Cool, I'll get in line, I'll get a new phone, take some pictures, expense it, we'll be good.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll be back in 4 hours.
And, whatever you do, make sure a lot of those pictures are of Red Bull, Chick-fil-A, and Bulky.com. Damn it! They did it again!
Get us a pickle.
We have no defenses against that. All right, check out all this stuff, including our many underwriters who aren't actually paying us. Check it all out at npr.org/Bryant Park. The weekly newsletter goes out today. I feel like if we have a newsletter, we should also have a decoder ring. That's on our Facebook site, npr.org/BPP Facebook. And thanks a lot, Laura Conaway.
Thank you.
Coming up on the big show, movies, 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 including Hellboy with Daniel Holloway. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.